Kanye West, aka Mr. West. I'm not going to talk about his personality or his political views or the things he's done, or I'm not going to talk about any of that. I'm going to talk about his business acumen, and particularly I'm going to talk about something he just did at the Super Bowl. Now, the only thing I watched for the Super Bowl was Usher's performance, obviously, which was a little bit underwhelming, but, you know, his new album's amazing and his music's amazing and, you know, King of R&B, fight me. So I didn't even see this advert, but I heard about it afterwards because the internet was going crazy for it. Now, it is the worst advert in the history of adverts when you look at it, on the face of it. It's him in the back of a cab recording on a flipping toaster. The quality's horrific. The lighting's bad. Audio's bad. Like, it is the worst advert, honestly. But, if I tell you this advert made just under $20 million in revenue following this advert, but yet it was the ugliest, silliest, most, like, just whatever advert you can think of, you're probably going to be interested to find out how and why exactly he did this, right? Because with his brand and his, you know, money, he can make a really nice advert, like we all can. You know, my reels are better than this advert, but my reels don't make 20 million. So you can't see this, but have a little listen to the advert.
Right at the bottom of the screen, and I got some shoes, and that's it.
So hopefully y'all could hear that, because the audio quality was really bad. Like, if you listen to that compared to how I'm speaking to you right now, and I'm not doing anything super professional here, the audio difference is humongous. Now, it's quite funny, he said, I ain't got no money left to make the advert because I spent it all on the ad. You know how much it costs to run an advert of that length, 30 seconds during the Super Bowl? It costs reportedly, $7 million. $7 million. Now, what the hell? Why would you do that? Okay, well, firstly, it just shouts to the power of his personal brand. And yes, he's a musician, blah, blah, blah. And y'all out here making excuses. Oh, I don't want to build a personal brand. I don't like social media. I don't like being on camera. Shut up. 20 million from 30 seconds of a shitty advert like that. And did he even need to put it on the suit? If he put it on his Instagram page, you know, maybe the results would have been similar. But there's a reason he did it there. Now, let's look into this. So firstly, I believe all the things he was selling, it was like shoes, I think a top and another top or some trousers, were basically $20, right? Now, normally his stuff is not $20. So why is he selling it for $20? Now, I'll get to that in a second, but he posted something on Instagram, and I believe him, from his sales guy called Milo, saying, end of day report. You know, shoes did just under 300k, another thing did 80k, some pants did 60k, some must have 53k. There was a 6.56% conversion. That's an important number, by the way. That's not a high conversion rate, is it? I mean, for Kanye, for a brand, I mean, 7% conversion? Okay, but we'll get to why that's important. Now, there were 294,357 orders. Let's call it 300k orders, right? And this was just under 20 million in revenue. Now, if he sold these for full price, you know, the revenue would be higher, the profit would be higher, but whatever, that's not important. Well, it is important, but I'll show you why. Vultures, I think his type of trousers or something, they finished the day at number one in 100 countries. So already we can kind of see that, yeah, the sales have been good, not incredible, right? Because the net profit on this is still a couple mil or whatever, but it's, you know, it's nothing to shout about because the things were so cheap. But if your trousers are finishing number one in 100 different countries and you've done 300,000 sales and you've got a conversion rate at 7%, this is a massive PR branding exercise, but there's some really powerful data. So firstly, he priced everything the same. So what does that mean? Well, it means that people will buy what they want to buy. They won't think, oh, the shoes are a bit more, I really want them, but like they're $100. And they'll just say, well, what do I want the most? the price is the same. So I'm not here to buy based on price. I'm here to buy purely based on what do I want. So what does that tell you? That tells you which product or product has the most demand. So the shoes sold, I think, just about three times as much as the next closest item. That's really useful because it shows you what people are after. Now, at the same time, it could show you that, well, the shoes are normally expensive and now they're cheap. So everyone just bought them because they thought, well, that's the biggest discount. Maybe, you know, maybe that's a flaw in what he did there, but still very smart already. Now, I believe these things were shipping in like 4 weeks. That's what I said in the cart when you went to click on it. So let me tell you something. Could someone like him or any business person, you know, with a few contacts, get shoes and clothes, and they're really simple, nothing complex, honestly. Could you get them made in 4 weeks and get them sent out? If you have no experience and no network, probably not. I mean, you probably could, but probably not. If you have some, then absolutely you can. So what does that mean? He hasn't had to put any money up front. Whatever money he's made from this now goes into production. So no money up front. So he's made 20 million in sales with, I mean, he may have stock, but, you know, why would you? You'd have zero in stock. So he has $0 of stock sitting there, stuck in shipping containers, not sure if it'll sell. And he's pre-sold 20 million of the shit he hasn't made yet. So he can go spend that and sell it. The risk is minimized massively. And if this was you on a smaller scale, let's say you pre-sold £1,000 of products and it goes wrong. Okay, refund it. Hey, I'll give you 20% off the next drop. Really sorry, we had an issue with our suppliers. Come on, we got to think smart. So that is super, super smart. Now, if he sold to just under 300,000 people, right? He has 300,000 emails and physical addresses, and he's got them on his Pixel, Google Ads, Target, whatever already. He has 300,000 data points. Different people all across the world, all across America. What happens when the next drop comes out? What happens when the next product comes out? Hey, you bought from us last time. Here's 20% off. He's got customers who, yeah, they may have bought on a cheap one and they may not buy his full price products. I don't know what his full price products cost really, but I know his Yeezys are like expensive or in the hundreds, I believe. But he's got 300,000 data points. Now, paying 7 million for that, making 20 mil revenue on that, and getting 300,000 data point customers? Come on. Like, smart. Now, he will have his Google like tracking code, he will have his Facebook Pixel on all of these people, but another bit of data this can give you is what location they're from, how they found him, what, again, it depends on various things, but, you know, what was their string, what was their steps they took to get to the point of purchase. Listen, this is data. So important. He can organize events. He can, you know, if people keep searching this term to find him, he needs to go ham on that SEO. You know, if people kept searching for a specific thing, but they bought a different thing, then what does that tell him? You know, if a load of people that are kind of doing it from downtown Kansas, well, he better get his ass to downtown Kansas, you know? Now, here is what I find really, really, like, quite magical, which I think a lot of people might have missed, and I said it was important earlier. His conversion rate was 6.56%, right? So, if 300,000-ish people purchased, so they converted, if we work backwards on that conversion rate, what does that mean? That means that over 4 million people visited his site in one day alone. 4 million people. He has 4 million people he can now retarget with Facebook pixels and with Google Analytics tracking tags. 4 million. Do you understand that? 4 million people working backwards from that conversion rate. Come on. Like, he spent 7 million, not to make 20 in revenue and whatever, couple million profit. No. He spent seven to acquire 300,000, yes, tick, yes, already in customers, and over 4 million people he can retarget the absolute hell out of. So, do you think he's going to be back to being a billionaire again soon? Potentially. Now, you might say, oh, it's only doing it because it's Kanye. Yeah, exactly. Fuck right. Yeah, 100%. If you and I did it, no. We're not having this kind of rate. Not at all. I mean, we'd make sales, but would we even make the 7 mil back? Even if you or I have a big brand? I don't think so. So, yes, his brand is a massive part of why this happened. But hey, I started the podcast off by saying that, by caveating that. So, people, I just found this fascinating. I wanted to share it with you. I wanted to break down the numbers just to show you the power of branding, the power of marketing, and really importantly, the bigger picture here, which is the power of data and the ability to target and retarget people.